It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Shane Mast in again. There's so many aspects to real estate. I mean, you don't just put up a sign, sell a home, and go have dinner. There's so many things. What are some areas that you want to focus on this morning?
Well, today I thought we would talk about the real estate contract, also known as the sale agreement. Some people call it the earnest money agreement or the offer, all the same document.
So what do people need to know about them?
Well, they're not as complicated as you might think. The real estate agreement, as it's officially called, is an 11-page document that a buyer's agent will fill out for a buyer to make an offer on a home. And there are 5 built-in contingencies in that contract that all benefit the buyer.
So what are those contingencies?
So you have inspection, you have preliminary title report, seller property disclosures, appraisal, and financing. And I doubt we'll probably be able to cover all of that in 8 minutes, but we could probably get a good chunk on it and maybe finish it up next week.
Well, talk a little bit about inspections.
Yeah. So the inspection period is actually a 10 business day period where the buyer has the chance to get professional inspections done. And the buyer can actually get out of the contract, meaning they can terminate for at any moment during the inspection period and still get their earnest money back. It does. They do have to have a professional inspection to do that, but a lot of people call that the get out of jail free period.
Well, yeah, because you look at a house, I mean, there's so many little things and not everything is all that obvious at the surface.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, especially with first time home buyers, are so excited. They walk in, this is the one, and they don't want to get an inspection. We highly, highly recommend in all cases to get an inspection. An inspection, we have great local inspectors, and they run roughly $400 to $450, and that inspector is going to spend hours in that house. They're going to crawl under the house. They're going to be checking for dry rot, any type of foundation issues. They will go in the attic. They'll go in all the places that you probably as a homeowner never want to go. So they're going to find issues. And they will find issues, even on a new construction, they're going to find stuff. But on a regular house, maybe a house built in the early 2000s, they'll have a 40 to 50 page report on things that are wrong with the house. That'll also show you what is okay and things that are working well. So you don't want to be intimidated by the report. It's more of but you want to make sure there's not a $20,000 problem that you can't see. And that's why it's super important. You spend the $400, but again, it might save you $20,000.
Well, and then you can come out of that, and if there's a particular issue, I mean, there's a lot of ways to address it. You may go, okay, I don't really want to do this house after all. Or say, all right, it's going to cost, you know, $5,000 to do that. Will the seller, you know, change the price, et cetera?
Exactly. And within that inspection period, you can negotiate repair. It's always the second negotiation. The first negotiation is price and term. Once you get that offer signed, the second negotiation is repairs. And that all has to be done within that timeline of that 10 business days. It can be extended if both parties agree. But yeah, you would ask the seller to have it fixed by a professional and show proof of it. Or possibly you would get a credit. Say a lot of times it's carpet. The carpet's worn out and you need, maybe the seller doesn't have the money to cover it, but out of their proceeds, perhaps they can give you a $5,000 flooring allowance, which we can't actually write in the contract. We would have to call it a seller closing cost credit. But you and the seller and buyer know what it's for, but the lender doesn't want to see any type of repair credits in the contract.
Well, go ahead. And sometimes, too, if somebody's selling a home and knows that the carpets are a little worn, they may just do it that way, knowing that's going to come up. Because what if they go out and get all white carpet and the next person wants hardwood floors or something, you know, some special wood or whatever. So sometimes it's almost better for smaller things to just make that part of the negotiation.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times you'll see that on people's listings that say you know, $3,000 carpet allowance or things like that. But that's exactly, it's either one of the two reasons: they don't have the money up front, or they don't want to put the wrong thing in and turn a buyer off, spend $3,000 on new carpet, and the buyer just rips it out and puts something else in there. Yeah, that's a good point.
So talk about financing. I mean, this is the biggest purchase just about anybody makes in their life.
Right. And so most people know, so it's a 30-year mortgage is the most common mortgage there is out there. So it gets your payment down to a reasonable amount. There's also a 20-year mortgage and a 15-year and a 10-year if you've got bigger pockets, but you get really low interest on those. But the financing contingency is the only one without a timeline. So the other four that I mentioned all have timelines, and once that time period passes, then that you can't use that contingency to terminate and get your earnest money back. Financing goes all the way to the day of close, to the minute that thing closes. So, and it does happen, unfortunately, if, you know, the lender is going to do employment verification the day of close or the day before close. And if you've lost your job, I even had somebody retire 2 days before close once. And when the lender calls to verify employment, if you no longer have it, you lose your ability to get that house. And because it's written into the contract that financing is a contingency, you would still get your earnest money back. It doesn't quite seem fair to the seller to have their house off the market for 45 to 60 days, and then the buyer loses their job and still gets their earnest money back. But like I said earlier, the sale agreement, all the contingencies are in the buyer's favor. So buyers, you do have that going for you. It is a seller's market. They hold all the cards, but once you go under contract, it flips. Now the buyer has all the power to get out of the contract. The seller is in. Once they sign that, they can't say, never mind, I decided not to sell, or this offer is better. Once they sign that contract, they're in, and a buyer and a buyer's agent now hold all the cards.
So talk about one more aspect.
Of the contingencies. So seller property disclosures is a big one. So there's a 6-page document that the seller will fill out, basically stating everything that is wrong with the house that they're aware of at the time. And when the buyer gets that, they have 5 business days to review that. They can get out of the contract only for those 5 days. So it's really important that your agent gets that to you quickly, tells you what your timeline is. And if there's any questions about it, you only have 5 days to get those figured out between you and the seller.
Wow. So much goes into buying a house to selling a house. I mean, it's clearly one of those things where a professional is needed to be part of it.
Yeah, unless you've done it many, many times. It's said that 40 people touch a real estate transaction. And unless you're doing it day in and day out and taking the continuing education, I would highly recommend one of the great realtors in Roseburg.
And talk about your firm and what kinds of services you're offering.
Yeah, so Oregon Life Homes is a new office. We're only about 13 months old, but we are not new agents. We come from every different office in town, all the big box ones, and we kind of created this as a new way of doing business. We literally have 3 trainings over an hour a week. Every single week, we had the tax assessor in, Heather Koffel, the Douglas County tax assessor, yesterday for about an hour and a half, and that was great. But yeah, we really, really believe that training is where it's at, and education, and our agents want to be top-notch and be able to represent clients to the best of our ability.
So how do folks get connected with you?
Oregon Life Homes, we are at 316 Northwest Garden Valley, right across from Kentucky Fried Chicken on Garden Valley, or you can just Google Oregon Life Homes.
All right, Shane Mast, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
And being on the Morning Report 858.